Joining me here on WGRC is Ashley Wyszlanski. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for taking time out to spend with us. You are talking about a very important subject. I know it's dear to your heart, teenage and suicide, and you've written a book. We will dive into the book here in just a moment, but a lot of it centers around who a teenager, or really anybody, believes they are in Christ or maybe doesn't have a belief of who they are. Why don't you tell us a little bit how you came about to discuss this topic and what impact it has on your life?
Well, I'll tell you, a few years back, I went through a very, very difficult time in my life, and I had suicidal thoughts myself. But I had a little boy to take care of and never had followed through with any plans or anything like that. But it was something that I struggled with. And after that time, I began to truly learn to surrender my life to Christ. And I was saved when I was a little girl. But after really just falling flat on my face, I said, you know what, Lord, you have everything. You have it all. And so I found a Lord and not just a Savior. And after that point in time, he began to really restore everything. And he began to show me who I was in him, and that my identity was not in any of the things that I thought it had been growing up my whole life. And that when he began to show me who I was and my identity in him, the suicidal thoughts went away. My life got back on track. Everything was restored double to me. And that is how I got to this place. Now, I will say, I didn't just sit down and say, okay, Lord, I want to write a book for you. I actually started praying about my destiny. And I have a full-time job. I drive a lot. And one day when I was in the car, I said, Lord, show me my destiny. What do you want me to do for you and your kingdom? And all I can say, it was like this USB download. And I saw the cover of this book. It was a hardback book. I saw the keeper of my heart, a heart and a key on there, and all these letters written to girls. You are forgiven. You are new. You are loved. You are favored. You are strong. And I just started to bawl because I knew that I had to write this book, and it was already there. So I just had to get it on paper.
Now, you share an alarming statistic. Each day in the United States, there are on average over 3,041 suicide attempts by young people, specifically in grades 9 through 12. When we think of that, one of the keys that you bring out in your work and in the book we are going to dive into here, you talk about one's self-worth in Christ. How can knowing your self-worth in Christ assist in pulling those teenagers out of those suicidal thoughts?
You know, when you're a teenager, it's that's just a difficult time in life in general. You're trying to figure out who you are, what's important to you, and you can get wrapped up in finding your identity in your friends, what they think about you, what rumors are going on about you, what a guy thinks of you, or the fact that you want a boyfriend and you don't have one, or even deeper, maybe it was, you know, the past of abuse, or, you know, a bad life at home that you're finding your identity in. And when you begin to really find your worth in Christ and realize you are beautifully and wonderfully made, you are loved and forgiven, and you're strong in him, those things that you're identifying in, it goes away. And really, it's just a lie of the enemy that your worth is found in all the things of the world and not in Christ. So that is how knowing your worth in Christ can pull you out of those suicidal thoughts, because you realize, wow, I am really amazing through Christ's eyes.
You mentioned a lot of different emotions that teenagers go through, and they've been going through those emotions ever since the beginning of time. So why is it that in today's culture, today's society, there is an increase of teenage suicide or suicide attempts?
Oh gosh, there's so much the world throws at us right now. I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't have social media. And that wasn't a big influence for me, but now it's a huge influence. And, you know, we also have celebrities that are committing suicide, and it kind of glorifies it. Even a certain show on Netflix, I don't know if I can mention it, but it's a certain show. And that has almost glorified suicide for teens. And it's so sad what the enemy is really throwing at our teenagers today. But we do have a solution, and the solution is truly knowing your worth in Jesus Christ. That's the solution.
And of course, that relationship with Jesus does present us with hope. And I know that is something that is big on your heart. Now, guys and girls process things differently. And you have written one book, and it is geared towards girls. You have one towards guys in the works to come out later. But this recent book that you've written, The Keeper of My Heart, The Key to Knowing Who You Truly Are, tell us about that book and how it addresses various issues that teenage girls go through.
Well, for instance, the first letter in there is, you are beautiful. And so many times, you know, a girl can go in the mirror before school and they're getting ready and they're like, oh, I don't like this about my body. I don't like this about my face. And they want to change it. And, you know, that's how God made her. That's how He looks at us and he says, you are so beautiful to me. That's just one example. There's so many in the book. There's another one about being favored. And, you know, when you have dreams and hopes in your heart, as long as you're walking in step with Christ, he will give you the desires of your heart, and you're favored in the dreams and the things that you pursue in your life. One of the very last letter actually is, you are heaven bound, and it gives a call for salvation if you don't really know Jesus. And if you've read the book and you get to the end and you're like, wow, I've never actually invited him into my heart, you have an opportunity to do that in the back of the book.
Now, as you mentioned, this book is written in the form of letters to the reader. And I noticed at the end of each chapter or each letter, there are blank pages. And how would you like for the reader to use this book?
The intent was to write back to Jesus and really cultivate your relationship with him. It can be there for journal entries as well. But the intent was, it's letters written from him to you and you back to him.
And each chapter does contain inspirational scripture. It's meant to build up the confidence and self-worth of the reader. How does sharing scripture do that, especially in the life of a teenager?
Well, it's truth. And if you can get the word of God deep down in your soul, that's something that you can use to give you strength every single day of your life.
When we think of the idea of teenage suicide, I think it's an idea that a lot of people don't want to think about. Maybe a lot of families are saying, that can never happen to my child. My child will never go through that. What would you say to those moms, dads, youth leaders, teachers, anybody who has a young person in their life? What are some things to watch out for, and how do you address those if you think a teenager is struggling?
Well, there's so many things that go on outside of the home that the parents may not know about, and the kids may be embarrassed to discuss. And so what you have to do as a parent, and I'm a parent myself, is look for certain behaviors that necessarily don't line up with who you know your child to be. Like, maybe they seem more depressed. Maybe they're not hanging out with their friends much anymore. If they have bouts of anger, also not wanting to go to school, not wanting to go to church functions and things like that that they normally would attend. Also having an obsession with death and suicide and even threats. Maybe parents do know of some suicide threats that their kids have made, and that's something to take very, very seriously. And what I would suggest is to get a counselor involved, someone that the child is willing to talk to, because when they're able to get those emotions out, that helps them. And that's one of the reasons why I put the journal pages in the book, because it helps you get those emotions out instead of bottle them up. Beyond that, I would just say, as a parent, I know it's a difficult line to walk, being a parent and also someone that your child talks to, especially about problems and things that they're going through. But if you can find that line of being a friend almost and a parent, that is where you want to be with your child in today's society, because there truly is so much that kids have to deal with now that no one else ever did.
Now, as we've been talking about teenage suicide, you have had the book out now and you've received some feedback, and it's not always come from teenagers. In fact, you've had some young adults look at your book as well. What are some of the stories that you've heard after people have worked their way through your book, The Keeper of My Heart?
Yeah, I have a few stories, but one that sticks out to me is a girl that decided to leave a homosexual lifestyle. And she said that the book has reintroduced her to her first love, and that it's now... She's just falling back in love with Jesus, and that the book is helping her do that. So that's a big story that I just love to tell. And I've received other messages from different people, different ages, saying your book is helping me so much through a tough time right now. So those are just some of the stories that I've got.
Well, Ashley, as we are talking about your book, The Keeper of My Heart, it's not just for individual study.
That's correct. Right now, I've got churches buying in bulk for their girls. So it's used as a group study as well. And I have just finished the translation in Spanish. So the Spanish books will be available later this year. And there's a lot of great things going on with the book. I just was able to send 50 of them to Kenya to a girls' school. And the goal is just to get this distributed out to as many countries as possible.
Now, if churches, youth groups would like to use this as one of their studies, or even that individual who wants to purchase a copy, how can they get a hold of one?
If they go to thekeeperofmyheart.com, they can purchase the books there.